Cornerback Kevin Johnson joins me here at training camp, and it's fun to watch you play because you're joyful and you're happy to be back, aren't you?
Oh yeah, no question. I'm extremely blessed to be back out here on the football field playing this game, and I'm coming out here trying to take advantage of every rep.
From an outsider's perspective, it really doesn't look like there's any rust. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like you've hit any snags, but mentally, has there been any setbacks? Not necessarily setbacks, but any kind of reacclimation of sorts?
No, I wouldn't say so. Like you said, I was coming in kind of anticipating it being a little more rust. But, you know, I came in, I felt pretty, you know, comfortable. You know, there's obviously a bunch of things to work on every day. So I'm just, you know, coming in. I'm a, you know, watch film right after this, see what I need to work on. But, like, just coming in, competing, trying to get better every day, but I feel comfortable out here.
Yeah, that comfort, how much does that boost your confidence? Because you're a confident guy. You have to be a confident guy to play this position.
Right.
But how much does that even boost it further, maybe?
It definitely boosts your confidence. You know, when you're out there and you're feeling like you're doing a great job and you can make plays, you know, it definitely boosts your confidence to keep going and keep improving. So I'm just kind of taking that with stride and kind of running with it. Like I said, there's always something to work on, though.
Yeah.
So just especially with my personality, just going in and, you know, trying to get better every day.
And a good way to work on that and get better is going against a guy like DeAndre Hopkins, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no question about it. You know, Hop's a premier receiver in this league. So, you know, me and him go against each other all, you know, a ton. And it's great work. I'm getting better, you know, every day going against him. I'm giving him the best I got, and he's giving the best he's got. So doing nothing but improving from that.
Yeah, it's really been a fantastic battle watching you guys, because you'll get the better of him. He'll get the better of you. But that's how it goes when two guys at their best are doing what they do. What have you seen from him, and what does the rest of the league and rest of the league's defenses need to worry about with him?
He's excelling, man. He's gotten a lot better. You know, I don't think he's really dropped, you know, a pass. I can't think, you know, any ball he's getting his hands on, you know, he's coming down with it. So, I mean, and that's great work for me, because I know when I'm guarding him, I got to be all up in his neck. I got to feel him breathing on me to, you know, to break that pass up. So, you know, just going against him and him making those incredible catches, and he's, you know, getting craftier and craftier every day. So this is great work for me going against a guy like that.
How about you in the secondary? You guys don't get as much publicity right now as the front seven, but mm-hmm. what do you like about what your unit can do and what can be?
I think we can be a great unit. You know, I think we are, you know, top five in the league since I've been here. So you're just coming in here and you know, and communicating, making sure everybody's on the same page, understanding the schemes, and then just playing tight coverage every day. And, you know, at the bottom line, you just got to come out here and compete. You know, that's what it's all about, coming up there and trying not to let guys catch the ball, and going up there and tackling in the run game too. So just all that kind of stuff, man, just working on that every day.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun watching that competition, seeing you guys go back and forth. How much fun was it, though, today after practice, giving some shoulder pads to some football players that are a little bit younger than you guys and could use them?
Right. You know, that's what it's all about, man. Just, you know, coming out here, you're practicing, you're putting in the work, and then when you, you know, do stuff like that after practice, you kind of, you know, are able to step back and, you know, realize what you're doing, appreciate what you're doing, because I remember when I was in those kids' shoes just starting to play football. So, I mean, it's definitely, you know, exciting and, you know, gives me energy doing stuff like that.
What have you thought about the Greenbrier? What fun stuff have you done here?
You know, it's been a lot. You know, football. And then, you know, in those off days, I'm pretty much catching up on some sleep. So I haven't been able to do any fun activities, but I think this off day coming up, I'm going to, you know, get out here and maybe, you know, do some fishing or something. Get out of the room and check out this wilderness out here.
All right. Well, if you do some fishing, make sure you're there with Shane Leckler, because he knows a thing or two about
right.
Pulling fish out of the water. Last thing. General thoughts on the four-square game that starts for the defensive line before every practice. What do you think about that?
It's funny when you go out there and watch how competitive those guys are. You know, if it's not on the football field, you know, if those guys are playing, you know, checkers, it'll be super competitive. So just going out there is just funny watching those guys play, and we'll all hop in there sometimes too.
Would you smoke them? Because you seem like you're a little bit more nimble than
those
guys.
I would smoke them without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you heard it there first. Kevin Johnson would smoke them without a doubt. Hey, great to see you back on the field. Looking forward to big things in 2017. Kevin Johnson, thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate you.